KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 46 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 72. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The National Weather Service is cautioning the very high fire danger is expected this afternoon across parts of western and southwest Iowa, with an elevated fire danger across Cass and other area counties. That's because of low humidity and strong winds creating drying conditions in the fields and grassy areas. And residents are urged to avoid using motorized vehicles in those areas where hot exhaust pipes can spark fires. Also, they recommend you put off outdoor burning, and please don't carelessly discard your smoking materials. In the news, the Iowa State Patrol says a man from Council Bluffs was injured Tuesday evening during a motorcycle crash near the Interstates 29 and 680 interchange. 43-year-old Doyle Lacefield was transported by Crescent Rescue to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha after the 2013 Kawasaki he was riding failed to negotiate the curve as it was traveling from northbound I-29 to westbound I-680 at around 6:30 p.m. Tuesday. The cycle left the road and came to rest in a ditch. Well, a woman who was backing up her smart car accidentally stepped on the gas pedal a little too hard last night, causing the vehicle to reverse abruptly and end up on the top of a handicapped ramp on the side of a residence in the 200 block of East Washington Avenue in Red Oak Tuesday night. Red Oak police say 79-year-old Rose Smith of Red Oak wasn't injured in the mishap that caused $800 damage to her car and $2,000 damage to the house. No citations were issued. That accident happened around 8:45 p.m. An IKM Manning school bus loaded with 60 students, a chaperone, and the bus driver was involved in an accident Tuesday morning in Shelby County. The sheriff's office said three students and one adult suffered minor injuries and were transported by Manning Rescue to the Manning Regional Hospital, while the other bus occupants were transported to school by the IKM Manning School District buses. The accident happened around 8:15 a.m. Tuesday east of Irwin when the bus, which was traveling west on Shelby County Road F-24, struck a wide load sign on a vehicle that was turning north off of eastbound F-24 onto Vine Road. The accident happened under dense fog conditions. Both vehicles were damaged in the collision. Shelby County Sheriff's deputies, Iowa State Patrol troopers, Iowa DOT personnel, along with rescue crews from Irwin, Defiance, Manila, and Manning, as well as Shelby County Emergency Management personnel, all responded to the scene. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Red Oak woman Tuesday on a warrant. At around 2:20 p.m., deputies arrested 55-year-old Teresa Eileen Chase of Red Oak on the warrant for harassment in the first degree. Chase was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $2,000 bond. And Red Oak police were called to the Red Oak High School at around 11 a.m. Tuesday for reports of threats made to a staff member. A male juvenile was arrested for harassment in the first degree for threatening to use a gun on a staff member. He was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and then transferred to the juvenile detention facility in Council Bluffs. No further details were released. Police in Red Oak this morning arrested 22-year-old David Wesley Williams III of Bellevue, Nebraska. Williams was taken into custody at around 1 a.m. at the intersection of G Avenue and Highway 34 in Red Oak for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. He was being held at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $1,000 cash bond. Authorities in Montgomery County report the arrest this morning of 43-year-old Tiffany Lee Palmer of Red Oak. Palmer was arrested following an incident in the 1800 block of Highway 48 north of Red Oak. She was charged with simple assault and being held without bond in Montgomery County Jail. A little after 10 p.m. Tuesday, the Montgomery County Communications Center received a call regarding a single vehicle rollover accident west of Coburg. Upon arrival, deputies assisted by the State Patrol determined the Pontiac Grand Am, owned and operated by 19-year-old Dylan Baldwin of Shenandoah, was traveling east on 270th near Dogwood Avenue. When Baldwin swerved to miss a deer, the car entered the south ditch and rolled over, coming to rest on its top. Baldwin was transported by private vehicle to the Montgomery County Hospital for treatment of possible unknown minor injuries. He was cited for failure to maintain control. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $4,000. And just before 9 p.m. Tuesday, Montgomery County deputies arrested 50-year-old Sean Allen Graham of Villisca for driving while barred, failure to have SR-22 insurance on file, operating an ATV on a public roadway, and operating an ATV without headlights. The charges are the result of an incident that occurred at 5th Avenue and 2nd Street in Villisca. Graham was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. In the funeral announcements, Lois Stribe, age 81, of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Lois Stribe will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Terry Hobson, age 68, of Ames and formerly of Oakland, died Saturday in Ames. Funeral services for Terry Hobson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Garnet Stribe, age 97, of Manning, died Monday. Funeral services for Garnet Stribe will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Gene Wagner, age 91, of Clarinda, has died. Funeral services for Gene Wagner will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Clarinda. The Walker Merrick Funeral Home of Clarinda is in charge of arrangements. Teresa Sawyer, age 81, of Carroll, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Teresa Sawyer will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has the arrangements. Marlene Boothman, age 77, of Harlan, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center. In Harlan, funeral services for Marlene Boothman, or Boothman, will be held on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Marion Martin, age 86, of Harlan, died February 11th in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Marion Martin will be on Friday at 4 o'clock at the Little Flower Haven Chapel in Erling. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Naomi Noni Barks, age 82, of Panora, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Naomi Noni Barks will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Panora United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. James Earlbeck, age 73, of Manning, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for James Earlbeck will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Leland Johnson, age 93, of Greenfield, died January 9th in Fontenelle. Memorial services for Leland Johnson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Theodore Ted Wickman, age 86, a native of Atlantic, died Thursday in Florida. A memorial service for Ted Wickman Jr. will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. And Troy Bomstad, age 50, who's formerly of Irwin, died Saturday in Roanoke, Virginia. Services for Troy Bomstad are pending at Pauli Jones Funeral Home. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.